You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week is actually, it seems kind of on paper that it's not got a lot going on, but there's a whole lot going on because we are in the middle of the eclipse season. So I'm sure everybody's feeling it because it puts a lot of pressure on us, I think. Usually important, significant events are happening around us, or life-changing situations that are opening new chapters, and it can be stressful. So, but it can also, I mean, even when good things are happening, it can be stressful. So it can kind of go either way depending on what parts of your chart are activated. And the first eclipse was on July 12th, and then there's one on the 27th. That's quite a doozy. It's a full moon lunar eclipse. And then we have another one in August. So it is like definitely a time of important up-leveling. And the game is changing. And you're kind of, the subconscious stuff that needs to be released that's in your way is coming up right now. So it can feel stressful, but you've got all that you need to handle it. And the most important thing, I think, especially with, there's a lot of retrograde planets right now. There is, let me just see, I think there's like five of them that are retrograde. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. And Mercury is about to go retrograde. So there's this sort of confusing, like there can be confusion, but there's also usually there's a retrospect going on where you're seeing emotional patterns surfacing, and what held you back is becoming clear. And possibly, you know, there's difficult decisions to be made around everything that's going on right now. And hopefully you're able to see, that's the thing, is kind of this retrospect energy. And also with the sensitivity of Cancer, and we've just had a lovely grand water trine too that's helping us with the emotional healing, I think. So as long as we can be present for what's coming up and let our feelings come up and feel where they are in our body, kind of breathe into the area and just be conscious of letting everything go, because we are really upgrading right now and we're going to the next level. So we don't want baggage or past scenarios replaying, which we're kind of at risk at right now because Mars is retrograde and it's on top of the South Node, which relates to our past karma and past lives and situations. So it can activate that or seem to give the past more energy than you should want to, because you want to go to the future, right? We're like heading into different directions and new stuff and new situations. So that's what I think is on the table, is the decision between the past and the future. Like perhaps, you know, you had a dream for a long time that you wanted, and maybe you started to make it come true only to realize that, wait a minute, this really isn't the path that I want. This is like not the path I want to go down. So that could be happening right now. Or, you know, if it's not happening, it can be happening to you where someone else is like, sorry, you're really not the path. We're going in a different direction. You're not the path we want to walk on. And so there can be like a lot of emotional triggers. Like if that happens, then you get to feel your reject self and your super sad self and your unworthy self. So, but just know that those are kind of false selves too. And that the universe really is, I love Rob Bresny, he's an astrologer and he has a wonderful like weekly column and audio horoscopes. And he's written a book called Pronoia. And the book is all about what if we all conspired to think that the universe was doing everything that happened for our benefit, for our greater good, how would we look at life then? We probably wouldn't have any fear. We would be more creative. We would be ourselves. You know, we wouldn't wear uncomfortable tight jean shorts just because everybody in school is wearing uncomfortable tight jean shorts, stuff like that. We would just be who we are. And so there's kind of, if you can think like that, which I think has been very beneficial to me. Maybe it's like painfully optimistic, but when shit gets hard, if I look at it like the universe is like teaching me something or it's some sort of gift, like even when something bad happens and you lose something that you want, that you love, or if you can look that it's making space for something more aligned with who you've grown into being, then it's not as painful to let go. And with Aquarius activated, there is like an ability to detach. It could even be because the Aquarian energy of the upcoming solar eclipse is, you know, around friendships and dreams coming true and community and wish fulfillment. So it could be that you are letting go of old wishes. You're letting go of old dreams. You're letting go of old situations that have to do with community or friendships, or that sort of like wish fulfillment area of your chart might be changing. See, where you're like, oh, I didn't even see that coming. I didn't even realize that that was a thing that I needed to ditch. And then suddenly it's gone and you're like, oh my God, that's great. I feel so much better. I feel lighter. That was like, I was hanging on to the past. I remember one time we had a couple of acres of land not long ago, which I missed dreadfully. And I went through a phase where I was like, I want to make my own butter. I want to make my own everything. I want to make my own mayo. I'm going to be like totally like off the grid, taking care of business on my own, which it turns out I'm not cut out for, because I like things way too easy for all the work that has to go into that lifestyle. But I tried, I gave it my all. And so I was on Craigslist looking for raw butter, not just like, you know, any kind of butter. I wanted it to be unpasteurized. And I found a guy who needed some pasture for his cow. And he's like, well, I'll trade you raw milk and butter. And I think you're not even supposed to be doing that in Canada. I'll trade you raw milk and butter for this cow. And you can feed, like, she can eat your grass and it'll all be so great. So I'm like, yeah, I want a cow. And I talked to my hubby. He's like, sure, a cow sounds fun. Like, we have no idea. We just did chickens. Chickens weren't so bad. Let's do cows. So it was just one cow. It seemed reasonable. We had our daughter was 6 years old at the time. And the cow shows up and it's a Dexter cow, which is a miniature, like, luckily it's 600 or 700 pound cow, but most cows are like, you know, 2000 pounds. So the fact that I didn't even inquire about what size this cow I was getting was, you know, indicative about how much I knew about cows at the time. So he drops off this little cow and she is intimidating. Everyone, we had the three Dobermans at the time and everyone and the chickens, everyone was scared of her because she was kind of like intimidating. Like she'd put her head down. And so the moral of this story is that we were all kind of scared of the cow. We never fully embraced having her because, you know, there was a few times where we might have got trampled, we were running for our lives. So the cow, I've realized, was something that I must have had in a past life. And I was very easily able, because I've done it before, and where my north node is in Cancer is to do with family and homestead and, you know, being stuck on the farm kind of thing. And my north node now is in Capricorn, which is business and getting out into the world. So to actually take on the responsibility of a cow, even though it was very easy for me to manifest this cow, I didn't even really know I wanted to manifest a cow. And there she was, I had a cow. And the thing is the cow was like, I think, so easily manifested because it was a past life groove. Like taking on that sort of domestic responsibility was something I had done many lifetimes before, but that wasn't what my soul, like the direction my soul was going to evolve now. And so now I'm supposed to pick like less domestic responsibility and more like career responsibility. So I did, after 9 months of having Tanya the cow, realize that, you know, first of all, it was going to cost $50 a day to feed her for the winter. And the guy's like, well, I can't afford to give you that. And I'm like, well, maybe you should take your cow back because that's a big fucking expense that we probably don't need, right? So anyway, the cow went back to its original owner and we learned a lesson in that we probably don't want to do the farm life this go round. But it was a cool experience and there was a lot learned. And I also did learn then that I was choosing a responsibility that was taking me away from fulfilling my purpose, because my energy, we only have so much energy, right? So that's the kind of stuff that, like, with the nodes active, that's the kind of stuff we're all, like, especially people who have the north node in the North Node in Aquarius and South Node in Leo and the opposite of that, we'll notice that this is a very kind of, the past is pulling and seems right and comfortable and easy, but the future is where your dreams come true. The future is where whatever you don't have now could be if you choose to create it. So the eclipse energy and the nodes active and everything that's tied into it is really kind of helping us move along in our evolution, in our creative purpose. And if we're tuned in, you know, if we're not numbing ourselves with addiction and drug addiction or alcohol or whatever addiction you're using, then we can be so much more present for the lessons that are coming up. And it's likely just because of the kind of like intensity of the eclipse energy. And then there's the emotionality of Cancer, because we're in the sun sign Cancer right now. There's like some deep emotional, like even related to family kind of karmic debt that's possibly surfacing right now, and learning to like go in the direction of your true heart's desire and who you really are deep inside yourself, and sticking with the community and letting the community dictate who you are or your organization or your work or your friend group or whatever. That's kind of the past, and you need to go towards the future, which is where your true heart's desire is. So that's the kind of weighty issues that are probably coming up as we head towards the next full moon lunar eclipse. This week also we're under the energy of Mercury retrograde is starting to, like, by the 21st we'll be aware that Mercury retrograde is in effect. We're starting to be in the shadow period. And then it goes exactly, it's the 25th that it goes retrograde. So when Mercury goes retrograde, that's when everything sort of, like, everything is having us, all the planets, the whole team, the whole bunch of them are having us like review, look over every area of your life, look over your relationships, look over, although it's not Venus that's retrograde, but Venus is still active in all of this. You want to look at your, like, how you're using your energy, what you're putting your life force into, how you are expanding, like how you're using your luck, how you're using your lucky. Interestingly, I think this is an interesting tidbit about Jupiter, is that when you start to speak the truth, which is Jupiter's thing, Jupiter wants like nothing but the truth, which is why Sagittarians can be so painfully rude, but still they're truthful, even though their truth might be just their truth and they don't realize that it's still like Jupiter's a truthful energy. So any sort of deceit or lies is just not okay when it comes to Jupiter. So when you activate the truth, when you start to speak the truth, and like be who you are really authentically, that's when the luck of Jupiter gets activated. And Jupiter is the lucky planet. So it's retrograde right now. Oh, it's just gone direct. And so the like energy of Jupiter's like back in action and open again. So if there's situations where some truth needs to be spoken, just be open, because it really is liberating. It can be like, it could piss you off. It can hurt your feelings. It can, like, maybe even like humiliate you or make you feel shameful if someone's telling you something about your own behavior that you don't really want to admit to or to hear. But if you could be truthful, it'll just kind of open everything up and activate the luck of Jupiter, which we all want activated. Definitely. Jupiter is like having luck go on and know you're a lucky person is a really, and you are a lucky person. We all have that opportunity, right? Because we all have Jupiter in our chart. Also, Saturn is retrograde, having us look back over our responsibilities and our obligations. And are we laying a proper foundation? And are we considering the time? Like, I think the good thing about Saturn is helping us be conscious of time and energy. And we only have, you know, you know, the way we're playing the game on the planet right now is that we have a limited amount of time and we're here for a set number of days and we've got to make the most of it. So even though I'm not sure that's the full picture, I'm pretty sure it isn't, that's the illusion we live under. And Saturn helps us or hinders us. I guess it depends on how you look at it. But I like to think of it as that it's being helpful to know like what energy you have, what reserves you have, how much energy you can use, how much energy something's going to take, how much, you know, it just makes you aware of your resources in all realms, and especially the physical. It helps you realize what you're working with. So Saturn retrograde right now can help you see where you're going and what you're doing and what the higher purpose. And it's in Capricorn, so it's very, very wise and comfortable. Like, that's its domain. So, and then Neptune is also retrograde in Pisces, and then Pluto's retrograde too. So Neptune, you know, it causes us, in real life, it causes confusion. It causes, it's also like the glamour and the beauty and the mystical, you know, mushroom trip and the psychedelic drugs and the alcohol, like the escapism is what I'm trying to get at here. And sometimes, you know, like the right timed acid trip or whatever could open you up to all kinds of amazing discoveries about the way the universe works, but it's not something you can sustain. It's not something that you can actually, like, without it being detrimental. So Neptune going retrograde, I think, will give us all a good look at, like, where are we being addicts? Where are we letting our life force be sucked by something that is not for our greater good? And that's, like, Neptune, it can be susceptible to that because the real world is so harsh and uncomfortable. And why wouldn't we want to escape? You know, it's like heavy duty, and it's very sensitive energy. It's the energy that taps into the cosmos, and it taps into other people, and it feels everything around. It's the kind of energy that lets us know, lets us feel, lets us understand from a very cosmic perspective. So it's good that it's going retrograde now. We can see where we might be going wrong and how we're using escapism to our own detriment. So it's a good time to quit addictions and quit things that are not for your greater good, like situations, people, activities, whatever it may be. Neptune retrograde can kind of help with that. Also, Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn, along with Saturn. That's like such heavy energy. So there is, like, Pluto is like, oh, we're working. We're like, this is the work we came here to do. And we have the fortitude and the, like, wherewithal and the ability to kind of hold the space that we need to keep diving in and, you know, plucking out the weeds of what's not working, because what's in the way is just going to stop you. So while we go through these portals of the eclipses, it's Pluto being kind of retrograde too, is helping us look back and see, where did we go wrong? How aren't we on path? What do we need to do to get back on path? What subconscious patterns are holding us back? What do we need to change? It is really a time of change. And usually rapid change. Things happen fast that change the landscape of your life. And not necessarily in a, like, it's all, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be disastrous and terrible. It can be, like, amazing and wonderful. Either way, on the other end of it, you're a different person with totally different life circumstances. So keep that in mind while you travel through this week. On the 22nd, we have the sun go into Leo. So Leo is so much different than Cancer. The energy is so much more warm and kind of fun-loving and light, and wants to get out there, enjoy themselves, and participate in the summer fun. So with the Leo energy, it is different. And it's fun and it's good, but it can also be dramatic, and it can be, like, easily wounded. Like, if you can get hurt feelings pretty easily. But also, like, the higher level of using the energy in Leo is to step into your heart center, step into coming from your authentic self, be who you really are, encourage others to be who they really are. And when you're utilizing that warm, loving heart energy, that courageous, certain, it's just such a warm, lovely energy. It can really feel like a nice break from all the difficult emotions that we might have been going through. Or even, you know, like, good things are happening and still there's difficult emotions. Like, you know, even though things are great, you can still feel sad, or you can feel like they're still bubbling up. So with the Leo energy, it's like, oh, thank goodness. It kind of, I think, will help you be a little more fun-loving and enjoy some comedy, or, you know, do simple, fun things. Leo likes to have some good, simple fun. So, you know, that's something you can look forward to starting on Sunday. And that day, Venus and Jupiter are sextile each other in the earth sign. So it's a lovely productive. You're going to get a big surge of energy that day and feel kind of certain about what you're doing, which is so nice. That's so nice to feel like you know where you're going and what you're doing. And because Venus is in Virgo, there's just like a lot of detail. Like you're able to get some really detailed stuff done. So like art projects or like jewelry making or crafting or detail painting or just painting in general, whatever you can do to like beautify the world and kind of use that energy will go a long way for sure this week. So that is it for this update. Next week, I'll come back and give a lot more detail about this full moon, lunar eclipse in Aquarius, because it is quite important for all of us. And a little more information on the eclipse after that too. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a lovely week and that you're able to fully embrace and prepare and understand and release everything that's happening and everything that's going on with you right now. Much love, and thank you so much for listening.